As you believe, so you will live. As you live, so you will be judged. As you are judged, so you will be placed. As you are placed, so you will remain. Welcome to Selah with Pastor Wayne A. Lewis, as we meditate and reflect on the Word of God to inspire you in your own life. Here's Pastor Wayne A. Lewis with today's message.
Hi, I'm Reverend Wayne Anthony Lewis from the Word Incorporated Church, where eyes are forever open and hearts forever change. Thank you once again for joining me as we say law on God's Word. Today, I want to bring your attention to something that I find kind of intriguing. It's found in the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 31. And specifically, I want to speak about poor choices. I've heard this once and it has always stuck with me. He said, you can choose anything in life, but the one thing you cannot choose are the ramifications of your action. You can't choose the consequences. And that always stuck with me. It kind of is like a guiding principle to me whenever I have to make a decision, big or small. Because if you know me any longer than a minute, you've known that I have made some poor choices in my life. I might even share some with you. I can laugh at it now, but believe me, back then it wasn't. But in Numbers chapter 11, verse 31, let me paint the picture for you. Now wind went out from the Lord, and it brought quail from the sea and left them fluttering near the camp, about a day's journey on this side and about a day's journey on the other side, all around the camp, and about 2 cubits above the surface of the ground. And the people stayed up all that day and all night and all the next day and gathered the quail. He who gathered least gathered 10 homer, and they spread them out for themselves all around the camp. But while the meat was still between their teeth, because it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was aroused against the people, and the Lord struck the people with a very great plague. If you're unfamiliar with this account, it's interesting. Here you have the children of Israel, who for the past 430 years or so only knew what it was like to be a slave. They heard the promises of God throughout the generations, but they really did not understand it because, as far as they were concerned, God had forsaken them. But God did these tremendous miracles, and now they are out of Egypt on their way to the promised land. And what they decided to do wasn't to celebrate the fact as much, but to complain. They made some poor choices. They were complaining that there wasn't enough food. Where was the melon? Where was the sweet tea? Where was my green tea frappuccino? You know how it is. I can't find a Starbucks all around me. They were complaining, and God gave them what they wanted. They wanted meat, so God gave them meat. He gave them a delicacy. He gave them quail. Now, personally, I haven't tasted quail, but I was watching one of those Iron Chef shows, and apparently it's some tasty food. Be that what it may, they got it. And as they were chewing it, the Bible says the wrath of God came upon them and he struck them. Poor choices. Sometimes in life, we miss what God is doing through us because he's allowing us to go through something. And instead of praising him and remembering that he's faithful, that he's true, and he's just, forgetting that he's a God of mercy and grace, we begin to complain. We begin to bad talk. We begin to speak death over ourselves and into ourselves. This is what happened when Israel decided, instead of trusting God, they thought that God was wicked and evil and unjust. You see, the Bible teaches us that sin is a matter of individual choice. It begins first by discerning between good and evil, refusing the good, and then choosing that which is evil. And the sure thing that comes from that is that there will always be a ramification for action. We could see that in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve were given free will. They could have anything in the garden, any fruit, except for that one tree, and they touched it. They were given specific instructions, but they touched it. They could eat every fruit, any fruit, except, and they touched it. God declared this off limits, but Satan tempted them, and they fell. We today are suffering the ramifications of their poor choice. Israel made him. And now I want to think about you. I want to bring it back to you and to why. How many times in our lives have we doubted God and we forgot that he is there, that the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro the earth, seeing those that he may strengthen? God wants to bless us. God wants to provide for us. God wants to be our everything. But he's saying, just because you go through a little hardship, just because the road is narrow and is difficult, does not mean that I have left you. In fact, Jesus said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And we see patterns in time again that we make these choices. And I remember this as if it was yesterday. I was heading downtown with my best friend. I was a teenager at this time. We were heading down to go to the island, and we were looking for parking. We couldn't find any parking around. And then he was in the passenger seat, and here I am driving my brand new car at the time, and he said, "There's a parking over there." And I didn't look to see if it was safe to turn, and I made a left turn from the far right lane. I didn't see that Audi 5000 come, and bam, it hit me. And everything went in slow motion. It was sort of kind of like The Matrix, where you could see the glass fracturing. And I thought for sure that my life was over. When the car finished its third spin and it hit the pole, I remember instantly I screamed out for my friend because I thought I just killed him. God was with me that day. I wasn't saved. No one was hurt. My car was a write-off. The other gentleman's car was a write-off, but my insurance covered both of them. But after that, I went into what was called a post-traumatic depression, because I thought about that choice that I made, how poor it was, how many people suffered, and how much loss I incurred because I made the wrong choice. Israel made the wrong choice when, instead of celebrating the fact that they are no longer slaves on their way to the promised land, they decided to mock God, to doubt God, to say that God is doing them some injustice. Please, today, as you hear me, take an honest, sober look at your situation. And know, as difficult as it is, regardless of how big the mountains, how big the giants are, God has shown you nothing but mercy and grace. It could be worse. Listen, listen, listen. There are boundless examples of sin and all the choices that affect us. There's examples in the Word of how many men and women made the wrong choice, like Samson. I think about how strong this man is and how his birth was proof that God was going to do something tremendous for the nations. But God made it clear to his father and to his mother that there were certain things this man could not do. He had that Nazirite vow, but Samson fell for the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And he did not recognize that Delilah was a master assassin. So here he is doing what he should not do, being where he should not be. He didn't recognize that the Spirit of the Lord left him. So when he shook himself once again, he didn't realize that the Holy Spirit wasn't with him. And when he went out, it cost him his eyes. It cost him his freedom. And eventually, it cost him his life. The first thing that I want to say to you, and I want you to really meditate on this, is this. Listen, don't grumble or complain. You see, the Israelites complained about their hardship to God, and God punished them with a plague. No matter what type of hardship you face today, listen to me. You must not mutter. You must not grumble about it. You should do all things without grumbling and questioning. That's Philippians 2:14. In Ephesians 4:29, it says it like this: let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may be minister of grace unto the hearers. God wants us, when we are being afflicted, when we are being challenged, when we are being stretched, he wants us to be the salt and light so the world could see us. This is how you react when your work gives you the pink slip. This is how you react when the doctor says it looks like the big C and it is. This is how you react when your bank account says NSF, there's insufficient funds. This is how you react. You can praise God. Now, I never understood it until I had to go through it. And when I had nowhere to turn but God. You know what, church? I believe, and to my listeners, I believe one of the best places you can be is not necessarily on your knees, but on your back. Because when you're on your back and you open your eyes, the only way you can look is up. And when you look up, it reminds me of that song, From Whence Comes My Help? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of the heavens and earth, Psalms 121. It's a powerful psalm. God wants you and I to trust him, to look at him. But here's another thing I can share with you if you are prone to make poor choices. A way not to is to be constantly filled with the Holy Spirit, allowing each day God to come into you, to abide in you. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and direct you. Allow God, allow his footprints to be your pathway. We need more of that today. Because if we do not allow God to be God in our life, we are destined for trouble. So I say it like this: Jesus, please solve any of my problems. Jesus, please answer all of my questions. Jesus, please supply me my needs. Jesus, please, I'm thirsty, quench it. Jesus, please lift the heavy burden. Jesus, please calm the storms that are in my life. Jesus, please, I'm hungry. Please provide some bread. Jesus, please, I'm lonely. Comfort me. Because Jesus, you are the fountain of my joy. You are the delight in the midst of my dilemma. You are my backbone and my boldness. You are the pilot of my ship. You are the foundation of my faith. You are the one who was crucified, my Redeemer, my Savior. You alone are God. I'm telling you, the enemy would want you to continue to make poor choices. But when you go back and you recognize that even though God gave Israel what they asked for, it wasn't the best thing for them. God had intention to give them manna. They wanted meat. So I've learned this lesson. Hear me now and hear me good. Allow God to be God in your life. Trust the Lord with all your heart, and lean not upon your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. If you allow the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and if you don't understand, if you allow Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life, he would allow you to make the right choices. Praise God, to whom all blessings flow. God bless you.